Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, it seems to me like the whole year we've been talking about the budget speech. Will it pass? Will it fail? Failed twice. Third time got delivered, and now the framework has been accepted. So at least a few hurdles are behind us.
A few hurdles. You are quite right. It's been a long road for us to get here, and one that has led to a lot of exhaustion from some of the budget parliamentary office officials. But last night, we did get clarity on just where we are in terms of the process. And there's a word that you use that is critical for us to understand: the budget framework. The budget itself hasn't been accepted yet. That's still a process that needs to be followed by next week. But essentially, the plans related to our fiscal spend, what we plan to do in terms of revenue, has been accepted by the Parliamentary Finance Committee in April. Now, this is very critical because it does take us a step closer just in terms of getting some kind of clarity around the full acceptance of the budget speech, which does now go to the National Assembly as well as the National Council of Provinces. They have until next week, the 11th of June, to give us some clarity there, and will be deliberating over 2 days, which does give us some insight into how educational this process has been this year, specifically for those who might be new entrants to Parliament, but also even officials who have been there for years on end, and in previous years, due to the fact that we had a majority-led government, would automatically just see the framework, including the budget itself, automatically being passed. From there, then we'll get further details as to how this does disseminate in the budget being fully adopted with the necessary shifts and changes that have been implemented. This then also has an influence on some of the provincial budgets, especially if you consider provinces like Gauteng and the Western Cape, where there were some concerns 3 weeks ago around any adjustments or postponements. So it will have a ripple through effect into the provincial governments as well, specifically for those two provinces that I mentioned. But some good news, and at least a step in the right direction, just in terms of the adoption of the framework by Parliament's Finance Committee.
Okay. And so there's obviously results that keep getting released, especially over the last 2 weeks, and SPAR has come out with their own results. What are they looking like?
I found this one fascinating. So essentially, they did see a dip in terms of their margins and their profit margins. What we did see was that overall, their group turnover was only up by at least 1.6%, including operating profit. No dividend declared. But one of the big numbers that stood out for everyone in the market has to be an impairment of just under 5 billion rand. Where does this come from? Well, SPAR has operations outside of South Africa, not just across our borders, but also when it comes to European markets. You might recall last year we did mention the fact that they did pull out of Poland, but they are also looking to close down their UK and Swiss divisions. They're keeping Ireland for the moment because that does work. What was intriguing when we spoke to the CFO, just to get a better understanding of the operating environment in markets like Switzerland and the UK, it's incredibly competitive and very expensive in terms of its inflationary models, largely because of their protectionist policy. So they do need to source suppliers from locals. And the price point there is already quite high, meaning that their input costs are significantly high. That does mean that they do lead to much thinner margins within those particular markets. Coupled with that, consumer behavior actually sees that a lot of travelers, specifically in Switzerland, travel an hour or two to neighboring countries, do their groceries there, and then come back to their home countries, largely because of the price sensitivity that they are also experiencing just in terms of inflation and the cost of living essentially in those markets. So just when we think we have it bad in South Africa, some perspective is that other countries and other markets also are very expensive to live in. And we do see consumer behavior shifting and adapting in order to manage their pockets and where it is that they spend, depending on the grocery outlets and retailers provided for them. So overall, SPAR Group now focusing on Southern Africa and really looking at new partnerships with the likes of Uber Eats, Vida eCafe in South Africa, and of course, trying to springboard and increase their e-commerce division and delivery.
Okay. And what do the markets look like?
Markets mixed bag, but there's a common phrase that's been going around, and it's called the taco trade. Trump always chickens out. And essentially, it's a market's response to say, well, you know, when Trump says anything that does seem to shift the geopolitics or influence trade, it essentially leads to a sell-off in the markets. Investors then buy into those dips. And then we see a beautiful pickup a few days later afterwards. And essentially saying that the market doesn't necessarily view any policy shifts that Trump might announce with seriousness now, without fully understanding if he actually has stuck by the rules that are available to him. So for that, on the back of that, we will see the markets now open up from 95,650 points. Dollar rand exchange rate currently at 1784. To the pound, we're 24.17, and the euro, 20.36 is where we're trading.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Beers, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.